The UFM News Hour with Motlhaping Modise.
Re leboge thetso ya gago tsholofelo ke gore kgwetsa sentle mo mebileng yo tsa mammogo yone o etse tlhoko dipologolo segolobogolo mo dikgaolong tse di tshwanang jalo le bo Taung le bo Delareyville tse di itemogelang leruo le le ka nako bontsi ba nako o fitlheleng le gobe ya mo mebileng le mo ditseleng tse dikgolo tsa rona, mme re go eleletsa go ikela tlhoko thata mo mebileng eo. Re tsamaya mo nakong e go buisana jalo le ba Magale Sotha jaaka ke go kaetse ba rebotse kitsiso e lemosang jalo di customers tsa bone tse di amogelang metsi go tswa go ba Falkop Water Supply Scheme go ya go Bosport Water Treatment Works Bulk Water Pipeline ka mathata ba reng ke a setegeniki kgotsa the mechanical breakdown re magae e le itsisitseng le reng e tlhagile jalo ka ntlha yalo ya the collapse of water of motor number 5 or on plant number 3 which has subsequently caused reduced bulk water outflow to Bosport Water Treatment Works. Jaanong re na le ene mo mogaleng re David Magae. Re Magae, re go amogele re lebogana kwa gago mo UFM.
Nkgonne tla ke go dumedise ke dumedise bareetsi ba News Hour mo UFM.
So tiragalo this mechanical breakdown e diragetseleng?
We were made aware by our colleagues on Sunday of an incident which related to a collapse of one of the motors at plant number 3. And it was important that we undertake an investigation which will give us an indication of what the actual problem is, but more importantly, the impact of that incident. And in our investigation, it has since emerged that bulk water supply to Bosport, which is in the Rustenburg local municipality, has been somewhat affected by this mechanical breakdown. But what is important for us to emphasize is that we have a standing agreement with the Rustenburg local municipality, and ordinarily, we are providing them, in terms of the contract, with 55 million liters of potable water per day. But because of the demand in the region, which we have been talking about for a number of times on this particular platform, with the three pumps that we currently have, we are now supplying at about 65 million liters upwards of potable water into Rustenburg. But when you take away the current incident and having all pumps operational, ordinarily, we are supplying the greater Rustenburg area with about 85 million liters of clean water per day.
Yeah. So due to this breakdown, how much are you supplying to Rustenburg and your clients in general?
Well, we are currently sitting at about 65 megaliters because obviously with the one motor of service now, there has been a reduction. Okay. In the bulk water output to Rustenburg, which is what we have communicated.
Sure.
And because we have been acting with the necessary speed in resolving this problem, we are envisaging that within the next 2 days, the system should have, recovered, because we are anticipating to complete repairs to the affected pump by no later than end of business on Wednesday. The system should be at a normal 100% operation, and with us providing Rustenburg with about 85 megaliters of water per day. But like I'm saying, we must emphasize, in terms of the current contract, we are giving Rustenburg 55 million liters of water, but because of demand issues, which we have been made aware of, we have an additional agreement, which is more of like an addendum, for us to actually push to at least a maximum of about 85 megaliters per day. So the reduction is not really what the contract would say, but it is in the surplus that we provide to Rustenburg as part of the bulk water supply agreement on top of the 55, which we are all comfortable with.
Understood. So you have started working on repairing this breakdown, and you're expecting the system to have been recovered by Wednesday, end of business on Wednesday. Do you know what initially cost this mechanical breakdown?
Well, the reality is that when you look at the infrastructure that we are operating, it's infrastructure that by and large does not have an opportunity to rest, because you've got pumps that have to run on an ongoing basis. But given that you also have to do maintenance. But as experience has taught us, even when you do regular maintenance of your infrastructure, because of wear and tear, metal fatigue, in certain instances, these kind of things are going to happen. And these are some of the things that we have to contend with that we cannot avoid. And it is for that reason that when we learned that the failing to meet the peak demand, we then moved swiftly to do the investigations, but also to communicate to our customers. And also now I'm with you on this particular platform to actually say the repairs has commenced, and we're anticipating that by the end of business on Wednesday we would have long dealt with this issue and the system would have gone back to normal. But I think most importantly, which is something that we get normally asked, what is Magalis doing actually with the growing water demand in Rustenburg? We are currently implementing the Planisburg bulk water scheme phase two, which is a project of about 900 million rand. What we are going to do with that project is to provide an additional 70 million liters of potable water to Rustenburg, in addition to the 85 that we're already providing, to ensure that about 40 megaliters of that water will go to Tlhabane and 30 million liters of that potable water will go to the Royal Bafokeng administration areas. And we're anticipating to be completing the first phase of this project by the end of next year, December 2024, in a bid to address the growing water demand in the Rustenburg area. But also, what I must also emphasize is that part of the current challenges that we have experienced and that we have observed as Magalis Water is that in this particular region, you've got a high water loss percentage, which is ranging at about 30 to 40%. And because you've got so much water losses, particularly at the point of reticulation, the demand keeps on growing because the amount of water that you are losing in the reticulation that ought to be going to residents is now creating a problem for us with the consistent increased water demand.
So, if I may come in there, David, because I wanted to go on that specific issue of high water losses. We often see water flowing along our streets here. And whose responsibility to ensure that this water leaks are being addressed? Is it yours as a bulk water supplier or that of your clients, be it Rustenburg, Randwater, or even the Royal Bafokeng administration?
Well, I'll answer your question in twofold, Mutapi. We are aligned or are dictated to by the Water Services Act, which correctly makes a distinction between ourselves as a water body, which we are, and we are referred to as a bulk water service provider, right? And we then provide water to water service authorities. These are municipalities that have been permitted to then dispense water and bill residents who receive those services from them, a case in point being Moses Kotane local municipality as well as Rustenburg within the Bojana Platinum district. Now, our responsibility is to make sure that we treat raw water from the dam or any source to make sure that the water meets the potable standard, and then we dispense it in our bulk distribution into the hands of the municipality. The municipality would have reservoirs from which they will get the water, which is potable, which is ready for consumption, and further distributing the reticulation. Now, the reticulation, in terms of the Water Services Act, in terms of the industry standards, remains the responsibility of the local municipality to maintain. So when you see a water leak in the middle of town, in the CBD, or in your neighborhood, it remains the responsibility of the municipality to deal with the water leak. But over and above that, because we are a caring organization, we have been involved in corporate social investment initiatives where we also go out of our way to assist municipalities in technical distress, municipalities that would be experiencing high water losses within their distribution or reticulation networks to the extent that they are unable to nip the losses in the bud. And we come there and we provide the technical expertise and see how we can assist them in reducing those losses. But primarily, it remains the responsibility of a local municipality or a water services authority to deal with potable water which residents will be seeing flowing in the streets.
David, thank you so much for speaking to us. We appreciate your time on UFM. David Magae speaking for Magalis Water. Se ke moraga gore ba itse sifa ba itemogetse jalo a mechanical breakdown mo go engwe dipeipi tsa bone tse di rebolelang metsi go bao ba batlamelang ka metsi jaaka Rustenburg local municipality, Royal Bafokeng administration le Randwater.
The UFM News Hour with Motlhaping Modise.